Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Foundations podcast. Today's passage is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 to 13. We're going to focus on verses 10 to 11. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Each day this week, we've been considering how and why we can have hope in Jesus. On Monday, we looked at how Jesus has made a way for us to know God. On Tuesday, how he welcomes us home and into his church, into his family. Yesterday, we saw that God has a plan for each of our lives. And today, we reflect on how we don't run that race alone. We do so in community. And that it's through these communities of hope that God is choosing to reveal himself to those who don't yet know him. And what we read in today's passage should be a massive encouragement to us. God reveals his wisdom, his plan for salvation and the redemption of this world through us, through the church. We are his plan. And it's a plan we read today that is of interest to the angels, to the rulers and authorities of the heavenly realms, so that they might give God his true glory. Wow, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? So what does all this mean for us today and the church community that we're a part of? Well, firstly, this passage is clear. There's something really special about the church community and being a part of it. I really like this idea that the church is talked about in heaven, that the angels are praising God for what he's doing here on earth through us. It's big news. It's exciting. They want to talk about it. And to me, that's what being part of the church should be, full of excitement. Because it's as part of the church that we discover the better life that Jesus has for us. And we're encouraged to seek more of that every day, not just for ourselves, but for others too. And I count myself incredibly fortunate to be part of the church here at STC. It was a place I came to faith at age 25 on an Alpha course. It's a place where my relationship with God has been completely transformed. A place where God's continually shaping and moulding me as a husband, a father, as a youth leader. But not only that, it's a place where, as a collective, people just are constantly seeking to see God's kingdom grow. It's a church that's pioneered incredible work with children and teenagers and students. A church that's sought to impact its local community, workplaces, the city. It's a church that doesn't stay still. It's always seeking more. And so let's take time today to give thanks for our church community here. If you're part of another church, give thanks for that one too. But not only that, let's be actively looking to support our churches today. Let's commit to being at our midweek communities. You know, these are the people who are helping us to live more like Jesus. Let's carve out the space and the time to be there. And let's be a people who support and encourage our leaders right across the church. God has carefully placed them in that role for a reason. And our job is to love, to serve, and to bless them. Secondly, let's be encouraged today. We can have hope for our church. The established church in our nation often gets a bad rep. And let's be honest, there are clear challenges which it faces that need to be addressed. But when we look at this passage, it's like Paul's rallying cry to the church. God's plan for us is that we tell a different story. Our lives as a collective are the shop windows through which others glimpse something of God and this richer, fuller life that he has for us. And there's something in that word from verse 10 about wisdom for us today. In other letters of the Bible, Paul writes about the Jesus life, God's plan for each of us, and how it makes the foolish things of this world wise. The better life Jesus offers us, one of simplicity, purity, forgiveness, and love expressed through our sacrificial acts for others, goes totally against the culture of the world around us. And yet it's a life which is so deeply satisfying, and for many around us, even though they may not articulate it, is actually an incredibly attractive way to live. After all, it's the life we were made for. God is saying through this passage today that it's the church that shows people that there is a better way to live. The Jesus life is attractive. It's the life we were destined for. And if we continue to support and encourage each other in our communities to go and live that out, then we can expect that others will take notice and that others will want to come and to experience something of that for themselves. God is making his plan for this world known, and he's doing it through his church. So let's have hope in that this day. A prayer. God, thank you for the church we are each a part of. We pray for those around us in our small groups, in our clusters. We pray that you would bless them this day. And we pray that as a family of believers, we would encourage and support one another to live the better life that Jesus has for us. And that as we do so, that we would have an impact for you in the places where you have put us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 8 to 13. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. So, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running. so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing all the goodness of God. Oh,